In Orlando over the weekend, Democrats got a preview of their party's race for president in 2004. For the first time since the 2000 election, Al Gore and Joe Lieberman returned together to Florida, the place where their bid for the White House ended when the U.S. Supreme Court stopped the recount. They were joined at the state party convention by other possible Democratic presidential candidates. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
This was the first so-called beauty contest of the next presidential race, where activists get to size up the potential candidates without any pressure to actually choose one. But it was Al Gore who got the most attention. The day he arrived in Florida, a new Gallup poll showed that national Democrats were evenly divided over whether he should run again, and big majorities of Democrats thought he should not criticize President Bush. But in Florida, Gore ignored that advice. In his most aggressive speech since the election, Gore said he stands shoulder to shoulder with the president in the war on terrorism, but Gore said the Republicans were wrong to question the patriotism of anyone who disagreed with them.
Here in America, patriotism does not mean keeping quiet. It means speaking up. It means speaking out. It means exercising our freedom of speech. It means drawing the line where we have strong differences with the administration. It means debating what we believe is right and what we believe is wrong.
To Al Gore, there is plenty wrong with the Bush administration. Gore blasted the Republicans for raiding the Social Security and Medicare trust funds, for letting lobbyists write energy policy, and for allowing drilling off the Florida coast. And he signaled his intention to reemerge and become a more visible spokesman for the party.
America's economy is suffering unnecessarily. Important American values are being trampled. Special interests are calling the shots. If you agree with me, then stand up with conviction for what we believe in and fight for it.
Gore didn't say whether he will run again. None of the Democrats are expected to announce their intentions before the end of this year, but he certainly sounded like a candidate.
Never give up on what you believe in. Never give up on your visions for the future. And as Churchill also said, never, never, never give up.
God the Democratic activists here in Orlando were waiting for someone to connect with their anger about the recount without wallowing in it, and Gore's speech hit that mark. Jerry Rennert and Jack Schifferell from Broward County loved it.
What I heard today was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, what a great comeback this guy is going to make. He's going to be around in 2004, and he's going to be our next president.
I was just waiting for Al Gore to show me that he's still the candidate that I can support. And he showed that today in spades. He had the energy. He got this hall going. He said what I wanted to hear.
Gore's speech managed to erase the doubts of many delegates, and he got a hero's welcome at the convention. But many members of the party establishment are looking for someone else to lead the ticket. Florida Senator Bob Graham introduced John Edwards, the first-term senator from North Carolina. Edwards is a rising star in the party and the kind of fresh face many Democrats believe they need. Graham noted that Edwards and his wife are the proud parents of four children.
That didn't stop John being named by People magazine, listen carefully to this, as America's sexiest politician.
Edwards gets an inordinate amount of attention for his good looks. He tried to tell a few self-deprecating stories about the People magazine award. One involved a midnight diaper change.
I got one dirty diaper in one hand, a clean diaper in the other hand. My wife comes walking through the room, and she leans over and whispers in my ear, "You don't look too sexy right now."
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry also addressed the convention. So did Joe Lieberman, Gore's running mate in 2000. Lieberman has promised not to run if Al Gore does, but he says until Gore decides, he'll continue to actively explore a campaign of his own.
I made a decision that I should start doing what I would do if I had decided to run, because you can't really wait. And this is so big, and the process is now starts so early in 2004, that you can't really wait.
Despite the big reception that Al Gore got here, there are party activists in Florida who don't want him to try again. Gina Burrell of St. Augustine is one of them.
I think Gore had his chance. He's tried twice, and I think he lost it when he didn't ask for a recount for the whole state. And I love John Kerry. I think he's really going to energize the party. We need somebody new.
Other delegates describe themselves as torn. Their heads are with the candidate they believe won the last election. Their hearts tell them maybe it's time for someone else. Jackie Finkel is an activist from Delray Beach.
I think the philosophy of all of them are pretty much the same, be it Kerry, Dodds, Edwards, Gore. As far as national TV, Edwards has such charisma. You've got to get votes. And he seems to be such a charismatic individual.
Dr. Sam Wright of Tampa doesn't know who he'll support in 2004, but he thinks Al Gore has a powerful claim, and he disagrees with anyone who says Gore shouldn't run.
I think Al Gore was actually raped and robbed of his presidency, and I think what was wrong ought to be right, and I think that being the person who's gotten the most popular vote in the 2000 election, it says a lot about what America says about him, so I'm not opposed to him getting back in the race again.
The bitter memories of the recount are a big motivator for Democrats here. They hope to transform their anger into votes this November to defeat Republican Governor Jeb Bush, the president's brother. That anger will also be a powerful factor for Gore should he decide to run again. Many Democratic leaders may want someone new to face George Bush, but among the battle-hardened rank and file in Florida, there's a big appetite for a rematch. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Orlando.